Deutschlandfunk Kultur. Plus eins.
Körpergefühle.
Especially when my son was little and I knew that at some point I was going to lose vision, I would love getting close to his face and just looking at him.
Als mein Sohn Aiden klein war und ich wusste, dass ich erblinde, habe ich seine Gesichtszüge studiert und versucht, sie mir einzuprägen.
Especially when he slept, I would pull his little hair to the side and just really study his features. I would touch his nose and his forehead just to get a sense of the shape of everything. I had like mapped out in my head what he looks like. He was maybe 3 to 4, and I would wash his hair and he would get angry. He'd say, "Mommy, you got it in my eyes." And he would cry and I would say, "Oh, I'm so sorry, baby." And I would flush it out and rinse out his face. And so over time, he wouldn't want me to. He would get angry in the bathtub.
Als Aiden 3 oder 4 war, hat er beim Haarewaschen oft geweint, weil Wasser in seine Augen kam.
And I would feel so bad. And I would say to him, "Oh, you understand, Mommy, you can't see very well, baby."
Ich habe mich so schlecht gefühlt und entschuldigt und versucht zu erklären, Mama sieht nicht so gut.
I would just think, we're gonna get through.
Ich habe einfach immer gedacht, wir schaffen das schon.
Chocolate? I used to have a sense of a shadow of my cat Chocolate.
Früher konnte ich den Schatten meiner Katze sehen.
Chocolate.
And I noticed, wait a minute. I don't even see her shadow.
Dann habe ich, als Aiden ungefähr 20 war, gemerkt, selbst den sehe ich nicht mehr.
Chocolate. I had to feel around.
Ich musste mit den Händen nach ihr tasten.
It's when I noticed that I couldn't see my cat eating. That's when I lost it.
Da war ich richtig fertig mit den Nerven.
To not be able to see such a small and simple but lovely part of my everyday life, all the little things that make up your day were suddenly gone. Even the idea of her moving to her bowl, gone. Everything was gone.
Es war schwer, solche kleinen, schönen Momente im Alltag nicht mehr sehen zu können. Ich war wirklich traurig.
Forget big things like my son's wedding or future grandchildren. It was all of those little things that make up life were suddenly gone.
In dem Moment war es nicht wichtig, dass ich zum Beispiel nie die Hochzeit meines Sohnes sehen werde, sondern dass die kleinen Dinge, die das Leben ausmachen, plötzlich weg sind.
Even though I knew it was coming, it still felt like such a... It was the closing of a book. I felt really sad. I don't see anything in my house. I don't see anything in my room. I don't see anything in my bed. Unless I'm touching it, I don't know it's here.
Ich sehe mittlerweile nichts mehr und muss alles anfassen, um zu wissen, dass es da ist.
The world is gone. Anything new that happens, I have to try to imagine what that's like.
Alles Neue in meinem Leben muss ich mir selbst im Kopf vorstellen.
It's such a confirmation of who you are, what you are, where you are in space, to have a visual of people and things.
Menschen und Dinge sehen zu können, hilft dabei, sich zu orientieren und zu verstehen, wer man in der Welt ist.
I've gotten used to it now, human beings are very adaptable and you find a way to connect and enjoy, appreciate what you do have. That's what I've had to do. I think your ears are like mine, right? Can I feel them?
Sure.
Kann ich deine Ohren anfassen?
Oh no, they're attached. Mine are unattached here. So, right.
If you want, you can feel my nose.
I forgot that your ears were...
Ich habe vergessen, dass deine Ohren eng anliegen.
Oh, I remember this little nose.
And you know, an deine Nase erinnere ich mich noch genau.
See how it goes in here and then comes out and up.
Deine Nase ist noch wie früher.
Ja.
Oh my God.
You have a really cute nose.